Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Today would be our 574th podcast to date, entitled Tick Tock. Time's up for Trump. Let's get it. We're going to make this real short. The clock is ticking. The clock is running out. The circle is drawing closer and closer, more concentric, ever smaller, ever smaller. There's no avenue of escape for Trump. Surrounded on all sides with no escape. None. None at all. He's going to get nailed. Nailed to the wall. Nailed to the cross. Nailed for his heinous behavior because of his heinous behavior because of his heinous character. And all his heinous supporters will be revealed for who they are and what they are future. Because his supporters are just every bit as heinous as he is. They condone his behavior. They are complicit in perpetuating and continuing and allowing it to go on and on and on. They're an accessory after the fact, during the fact, and after the fact. Trump supporters, they are toe jam. Dare I say it? They're vermin. Yes, they're vermin. Eradication would be seriously considered for Trump supporters. The 26 or 27 or 28% of the Republican Party is completely rancid. So Donald, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Like in, Captain Hook? You know, with the alligator who swallowed the clock, it was always around the ship. That alligator with the clock is near Trump. And that's how Hook lost his arm, because of a crocodile. Trump, you're going to lose everything because of the crocodile of the law. Mm-hmm. So there you go, boys and girls. I'm not telling you anything new except for the 28% of the Republican Party that has their heads so far up their anuses that they can't see hide nor hair or get any air. They need to go out of sight. They need to go somewhere, but not here, not on planet Earth. So there you go. Tick tock, tick tock. Trump, your time is running out. Like the sands of time running out ever more swifter with each and every passing day. You got four investigations on you. You've already lost Manhattan district attorney. You've been indicted. You're going to lose in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, district attorney Fonnie Wells. She's going to indict you in May to late May on many, 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 many counts, way beyond 34 as occurred in the Manhattan district attorney's case against you, the hush money, the porn star hush money case. And then of two remaining cases, Jack Smith, special counsel at the Department of Justice, the highly classified documents that were found by the FBI August the 8th of last year at Mar-a-Lardo, L-A-R-D-O, Lardo, like Trump being lard, a lard ass. And the other case under Jack Smith's auspices and purview is the January 6th insurrection. So take down our system of government and install or perpetuate a dictator in lieu of a new president being overwhelmingly elected Joe Biden. Fortunately, that was not successful, but it was a heinous crime nonetheless, just as Trump supporters who endorse any and all of these, they're equally heinous, and they're supporting a monstrously heinous human carbon life form, Donald John T. Trump. He will have his day in court, and he will lose. By the way, each one of those counts, the Manhattan District Attorney's indictment of Donald Trump, he was indicted on 34 counts, each one of those, and they're criminal. Fraudulent bookkeeping, which is normally a misdemeanor in New York State, but it can be elevated to a felony, and it will. And each one of those felonious counts, 34 in all, carries with it I believe a 4-year prison sentence. So you do the multiplication, 34 times 4, and it comes up to 136 years you could potentially spend behind bars. But we all know that, you know, you're just a tub of lard. You don't have that much time left. So let's leave it at that, okay, amigos, my Liebchens, my Fraulines, Team Asabis. This is the old Rough Rider. We're gonna leave it at that. Leave it at there. But Donald Trump, you are effed, and your supporters are effed. The Republican Party is just out and out fucked. It will go the way of the Whig Party. The Whig Party, which went out of existence sometime between the years 1856 and 1860. Slavery had a large part of their demise, and it will be Donald Trump will be the sole reason for the demise of today's Republican, C-O-N, con party. There you go, amigos, Kimasabis, my Liebchens, our fellow listeners, keep listening, Rough Rider Radio. This was our 574th podcast to date. We hope you enjoyed it. We sure shit did. So let's wrap it up. We're rounding third, heading for home. We're in the dugout, and we beat the throw from the center fielder. Our team yet again wins. We never get tired of winning. And I'm sure Republicans never get tired of losing. They just love losing because it makes them feel better, purified, sanctified. They don't give a shit about anything. They just want that purification and sanctification. Because in their heart, they know they're right. But they're never going to have any might, and they're never going to be winners. They're going to be, in the eyes of history, the world's biggest fucking losers. Arrivederci. Hasta la vista. See you next time. Later, Gator. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Arrivederci.